My colleague at Didymus Deraz and I bought some Tuya LED strip controllers to convert them to work with Home Assistant. Here I will show how to change their batch, configure their GPIO, and also how to handle IR remote control events in OpenBeacon. In addition, we'll also take a look inside the power supply. How much has the Chinese saved on it? Let's start with the kit presentation. That's what you get for 18 euros. Designation. There is also an LED strip and remote control inside, and even a power supply. The remote control included has a battery. Interior, OpenBeacon upload, GPIO. The casing is a snap. We take a look inside. Inside is the CBU module, which is BK7231N. Here is the CBU pinout. Its pinouts, from Tuya documentation, untranslated. Pin number, symbol, IO type, function. 1. P14IO, common GPIO, which can be reused as SPISCK, correspond to pin 11 of the IC. 2. P16IO, common GPIO, which can be reused as SPIMOSI, correspond to pin 12 of the IC. 3. P20IO, common GPIO, correspond to pin 20 of the IC. 4. P22IO, common GPIO, correspond to pin 18 of the IC. 5. ADC IO, ADC, which corresponds to P23 on the internal IC, correspond to pin 17 of the IC. 6. RX2IO, UART RX2, which corresponds to P1 on the internal IC, correspond to pin 28 of the IC. 7. TX2IO, UART TX2, which is used for outputting logs and corresponds to P0 of the internal IC, correspond to pin 29 of the IC. 8. P8IO, support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 24 of the IC. 9. P7IO, P7, support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 23 of the IC. 10. P6IO, support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 22 of the IC. 11. P26IO, support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 15 of the IC. 12. P24.IO, support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 16 of the IC. 13. GND, PP, power supply ground reference, power supply reference ground. 14. 3v3, P, power supply 3v3. 15. TX1IO, UART TX1, which is used for transmitting user data and corresponds to pin 27 of the IC. For the MCU solution, please refer to CBX module. 16. RX1, IO UART RX1, which is used for receiving user data and corresponds to pin 26 of the IC. For the MCU solution, please refer to CBX module. 17. P28, IO, common GPIO, correspond to pin 10 of the IC. 18. CEN, IO reset pin, low active, internally pulled high, compatible with other modules, correspond to pin 21 of the IC. 19. P9IO, common GPIO, correspond to pin 25 of the IC. 20. P17IO, common GPIO, which can be reused as SPI-MISO, correspond to pin 14 of the IC. 21. P15IO, common GPIO, which can be reused as SPI-CS, correspond to pin 13 of the IC. Test point, CSN, IO, mode selection pin. If it's connected to the ground before being powered on, enter the firmware test mode. If it's not connected or connected to VCC before being powered on, enter the firmware application mode. Correspond to pin 19 on the internal IC. We uploaded OpenBeacon 2, following the flasher's instructions. You can also watch our instructional videos, especially those under BK7231N. Thus, we first made a copy of the batch of all four devices available here, and then we uploaded the OBK. OpenBeacon template. Tutorial for uploading the template. Everything works. Also with Home Assistant, see OBK pairing instructions. Pilot tests. We started by testing with the Flipper Zero, although the OBK would also work well. The remote control uses the NEC. Here's a preview of some basic keys: red, green, blue, white. In OBK, in turn, it's sufficient to set the IR REV role for the corresponding pin and to make start driver IR. Also works. The IR codes are seen correctly. This is how you can collect IR codes, then you have to assign actions to them. According to the documentation, and with our video, we created autoexec.bat. The script controls the IR controller and then adds an IR NEC event handler where the captured information of the sent commands is entered. The corresponding commands are mapped to commands for the OBK to, for example, set a particular color or turn the bar on/off. Interior of the power supply. Again, a glued enclosure. We're looking at PTS, a complete classic, as usual. Simple.